We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield, this is Tiger Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager.
Tapati Purrier for the win. Bang!
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Tiger Talk. Now live, here is your host, the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Mizzou basketball coach Konzo Martin is with us. We'll be with you until the top of the hour here on Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every single day. Academy Sports and Outdoors has 9 convenient locations in the state of Missouri, including right here in Columbia and in St. Peter's. So shop online at academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics. Konzo Martin is on alongside his team, taking on Xavier tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at Mizzou Arenas. Tickets available. Go to MUTigers.com or call 1-800-CATPAWS to get yours, as the Tigers take on Xavier tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock at Mizzou Arena, before heading to Illinois for the Bragging Rights game coming up on Saturday evening at Enterprise Center on the corner of 14th and Clark in downtown St. Louis. How you doing?
All right, Mike. How's it going?
Good. Great to see you. Of course, nice time of the year in that finals are complete. It's all just basketball now for a while.
It is, so that's good. And I like to think we've made some progress.
Yeah. What are some of the things that let's talk, I guess, logistically, just in terms of the week itself, because of the final exams and the obviously the challenge that presents from a scheduling standpoint. How many times were you able to go last week, and just talk about some of the things you worked on?
We took off, I think Tuesday and Sunday. So I think we had off Saturday, Sunday, maybe, and then Tuesday. Then we practice pretty much every day, if I'm not mistaken. So, but, you know, try to get in and be efficient as possible with getting up shots, moves off the dribbles, but trying to get a lot of shots and skill development, also the principles in which we do things on both sides of the ball.
Yeah. The week itself, this is a fun week, isn't it? You get a really good team out of the Big East coming to town tomorrow night, and then, of course, the Bragging Rights game in Illinois, which always against Illinois in St. Louis, which is always fun.
I think so. I mean, I enjoy it. I'm looking forward to actually both games. I think two talented opponents. You know, you're talking to Xavier, the way they go off the dribble, I think they're one of the best teams in the country as far as attacking downhill, getting to the basket. I mean, they have three guys that are really good at that, physical presence on the inside, physical bodies. So it'll be a great challenge.
Yeah, we'll talk more about Xavier coming up a little bit later. They're coming off of a game in which they beat Eastern Kentucky. I think they outscored them in the second half 31-10 and shot 71% from the field in the second half of that game this weekend against Eastern Kentucky. In terms of your team, when we talked a little bit about this last week, haven't had a game since we played, but you won 3 straight. For those that weren't listening a week ago, the common denominator, the thing that's made you successful in each of the last 3 games has been what?
I think one of the things, making shots, I think that's the biggest thing, making 3-point shots and being a threat from the perimeter. doing a better job of sharing the ball, even though the assist numbers don't say 17, 18, 19, 20, but I think we're doing a better job of sharing the ball. But also trying to get the ball inside the Jeremiah, because that's movement for us as well, because they have to defend that. If not, then it's one-on-one. We like our chances there. But I think the biggest thing is making shots from the perimeter.
Yeah, and of course, Torrence Watson has done that. He's made 7 of his last 10 from 3.
He's done a good job, but he's putting the time into it. He's taking that extra step as far as the amount of time he's in the gym, and it's showing.
How much, I guess, how much time does it take to communicate that to a young man, just in terms of the number of, the amount of time they need to put into their game coming from the high school level to the college level if they want to have an impact as a freshman?
Well, I think it's not an easy thing. It's not one of those things where coach says, okay, go in the gym and put some work in. Because, one, in the summertime, you're only allowed 4 hours a week on the floor. And there's skill development. There's things you're trying to do as a team. And then what you talk about is you have to go in and get extra work. Well, sometimes you don't know what extra work feels like. Right. You can go in and get some shots up. But when you say extra work, and I say this for any guy, when you go in 7, go get 300 shots up. Well, is that spot shooting, 300 shots on the move, 300 shots off the dribble? I'm going to get up 1,000 shots. I mean, what level do I go as hard as I can go? So you have to teach them to understand it, but also as a gauge of an individual's body, what a body can go through. I've seen some guys, individual workout might look like a practice for them. Now, some guys, individual workout might just be a lot of spot shooting because the endurance they lack as far as the carryover to the practice. Because you got some guys that they'll practice an individual skill workout by themselves, and then they'll go do a workout in a 2-hour practice as a team and won't skip a beat.
Who's the best guy you've ever been around in terms of putting in that extra work by themselves and keeping themselves ready?
Well, I would say Cash is one of them. I mean, I've been around a lot of guys. I mean, there are quite a few guys that I've been at different places, but I'm only speaking because I'm here now. But I like to think Cash is one of those guys that can put a workout in and also carry it over to the practice court.
What's he doing these days, by the way?
He's playing well. Actually had a good game. I think he had 31 points the other night. He's playing in Germany, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right? Germany. So he's playing well, had a good game. I think he might have made a winning shot, but he's making a good living, so that's always a good thing.
Yeah, good for him, and obviously he had an impact on your team a year ago. Other guys that have kind of caught your attention over the course of the last week with the work that they've put in?
I think Mitch is putting work in. I think other guys have really ramped up the work as far. You know what happened. When you're done with class, it's a relief to be done with it. Now let me put some work in. Let me grow and get better. Let me do some of the things that coach has talked about. So now I have the time to do those things. But I think Mitch has done some good things. Jeremiah Reed is putting time into it. I think a lot of the guys understand how hard they need to work. I think more than anything is now it's the carryover from the skill workouts to the floor into the game.
That's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. We're going to take a break. More from Buffalo Wild Wings presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors is up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
When it comes to banking, you have a choice to make. You can go big or you can go local. Or you can go to Central Bank and get the best of both worlds. The technology, tools, and services you need with the flexibility of a bank who can make important decisions locally. Take a new look at the world of possibilities with Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Start at centralbank.net. Member FDIC.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Tiger fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Missouri, including our new store in Columbia, or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Missouri's families deserve safe roads and bridges. The skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors are working together to build the infrastructure you need to safely get to work, get the kids to school, and run your errands. Safe roads and bridges drive Missouri. Rely on the skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors to build your next mile of road. Paid for by MoLessett.org.
What are you doing there, John?
Taxes. It always feels like I have the smallest amount of money in the world after my energy bill.
Why don't you go to Columbia Water and Light's website to learn about the Home Performance with Energy Star program. They look at the money you're losing due to heating and cooling from a whole house perspective, like insulation, heat pumps, AC units, air sealing, and replacing old doors and windows.
How do you think I can afford that?
They provide rebates over $1,000. Visit ColumbiaPowerPartners.com today.
Brought to you by Columbia Youth Teaching Efficiency.
I'm a little bit holy water.
Dierks Bentley. Burning Man Tour 2019, Saturday, February 23rd, Mizzou Arena. And he's bringing along special guests, John Party, Tennille Towns, and Hot Country Nights. Dierks Bentley, live in concert. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com.
Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors from Buffalo Wild Wings on Columbia's southwest side. The law firm of Lathrop Gage would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. Today, we recognize Daniel Hine from the swimming and diving team. The law firm Lathrop Gage, proudly serving Missouri business since 1873. Mizzou basketball coach Konzo Martin is alongside. Last hour, of course, we talked football with Tigers coach Barry Odom. You guys share this in that you're obviously the coaches of the two most high-profile sports here at the University of Missouri. So there's a lot that you can relate to with one another in terms of not only, you know, the chores of the job, the pressures, et cetera. Just expand on the relationship that you guys have been able to build in just a couple of years.
Well, just when I took the job, obviously he was a guy that reached out. Just, you know, being around him when they have recruits on campus, getting to know him, just been a thing. I think is a genuine man. Of course, he's done a great job in coaching his team, but just a good person. And for me, when I go to football games, I'm going as a fan. Simply that, if I talk to him, I don't talk to him really about football, because outside of the ball going in end zone, touchdown, all, I try to stay away from anything because that's his lane. I'm just there to support whatever that is. And my wife and his wife have a great relationship. For me, that's what it simply is, just having a genuine relationship regardless to the outcome of games, win or losing, because it's tough as it is, you know. And I think, you know, we share the same hairstyle, so I think we got a lot in common, you know.
That's a pretty good hairstyle, though, if I don't say so myself. Here's the thing that strikes me about the two of you, and I just said this to you, so pardon the redundancy, but you two are a lot alike. And here's what I mean by this. You're very genuine individuals, but you're also very genuine in the way that you care for other people. And to me, that's very impressive for two guys that are in the positions that you're in.
Well, I think, again, this, I'd like to thank both of us. This is what we do, and this is our job, and to try to do it to the best of our abilities. But I think it has a lot to do with the type of person you are at the end of the day, because for me, I want to see each one of our players be successful. Now, everybody can't reach the dream of being an NBA player, but they can be successful in their life, or get a degree, have a successful career. You can help, or you can aid, or you can assist in that as a coach, and that's my goal. And I like to think Barry feels the same way. There's a lot that goes into that. I mean, it's exhausting to make sure guys reach their final destination, meaning our young men. But I take pride in seeing them be successful, whatever that is. And it's nonstop, and it's a lot of work.
One of the most consistent questions that you've asked me in the times that we've been together during the football season is, how's Barry doing?
Yeah.
And that's something that you've always asked.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just because, again, we go through this, and obviously I can see what the score is in the game itself, but how's Barry doing? So I think that's very important, because you see a figurehead on the sideline, and you assume he's Superman and everything's supposed to work out right because he's coaching a team. But there's a lot that goes into winning and preparing for games, especially when you're talking about football. You're talking about 60 to 100 guys. That's a lot of guys. So just meaning, how is he doing, meaning as a person? Is he smiling? Is he happy? Is he joking? Because that says a lot when you're going through it. Even in winning games, it's never a let up until the season is over.
Can your program help his program and vice versa? Can his program help your program?
Oh, without question. I mean, I take that a step further. The women's basketball games can help our program. Volleyball games can help our program because we attend those. I think everybody can help each other. And I don't think you can take those things for granted. But in the process of all those things, the big help becomes from the fan support. I think that is very important because that's how you sell recruits when they see those games like that. But, of course, our programs can help each other.
Yeah. Talking with Konzo Martin, his team taking on Xavier tomorrow night before heading to St. Louis to play the University of Illinois in the Bragging Rights game coming up this weekend. Again, we're going to talk more about those games in a little bit later in the show. I want to stay just with the theme of from a recruiting standpoint. How much do you utilize, I guess, the football atmosphere to recruit when you bring guys on campus?
Oh, a great deal. When you go to football games, the other part with football players, in this situation, there's some guys that are football guys that are prospects on the team. We have recruits on campus that are from similar areas, so that helps a lot when those guys are able to communicate their experiences here on campus, and I think that is a great addition to what we do.
Okay, let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk a little bit more individual stuff and go back to some of your players. KJ got a chance to play for the first time the other night against Oral Roberts. We talked about the job that he did defensively. Since that point in time, how much more comfortable has he appeared to you on the practice court, having a game under his belt and a couple more days of practice now?
I think he's been good. I mean, just moving, getting his legs under him, the physical style, running up and down the floor, because I think his biggest gifts is his ability to defend, to run the floor, to rebound, and just his natural, you know, when you see a guy have instincts, he has a natural feel of instincts. He knows how to set a screen away from the ball. He knows how when to set the ball screen, when to slip the ball screen. So stuff that, whether you teach it or not, he has really good instincts for the game and feel for the game.
Overall, from a team standpoint, healthy right now?
Yes, so far.
Yeah, so far. How about Geist with his back? Still dealing with that on a daily basis?
He's been practicing, so he's been good. He's been practicing.
Yeah. Yes. Just in terms of Jordan's, I guess, development as a leader and as a guy that obviously plays an important position with the ball in his hand quite a bit, just what have you seen from him in terms of that involvement, if you will?
I think he's done a good job leading. Last year when we took the job, he spent a lot of time in the gym. Shots. He was a quiet player, not a shy player, but quiet. But there's a lot of time in the gym. Now he's able to communicate via watching film as an individual. When he watches the team, but he can relay information because he studied himself. Now he has whether the confidence or the experience as a leader to say, okay, guys, this is what we're trying to do. Okay, when we huddle up, okay, this is what we're looking for. Are you prepared to do this on the ball screen? Here's what's going to happen on this back screen. So now he's able to communicate, and it's not me as a coach saying it. He's able to deliver the message because he's watched the film himself, and I think that is the biggest plus. But his game's his game. He's a guy really, he's improved his three-point shot, but I wouldn't classify him as a three-point shooter. I just think he's a ball player. He's going to drive to the basket, get fouled. He's going to get to the free throw line. He's going to make a layup. He's going to make a tough shot. I mean, he can make tough pull-ups, meaning two-point shots. We want to try to limit those tough two-point shots. But he can do a lot of things, but he also, his presence going against the other guy when we're on defense can wreak some havoc as well.
Got a steal and lay-in late in the game against Central Florida. Did the same thing against Oral Roberts. Just instincts? Are those basketball instincts taking over there?
That's it. That's all it is. Just the instincts of the game, the feel for the game, to know when I have an advantage on the guy that I'm going against. Whether I got in his head or not, I got him thinking about me, I can make a play right here. Or what happens, the inbounder gets careless, and all of a sudden it's the time I attack, and you get a steal, and you change the game.
That's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. More Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings is up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
There's more here than just a degree. The University of Missouri is a place where hands-on learning helps students become standout employees, where graduates quickly earn jobs around the world thanks to a network of alumni that's more than 300,000 strong. Mizzou is where opportunities are found in 300 degree programs and where 500 student organizations make it easy to belong. Discover what Mizzou can do for your student. Visit admissions.missouri.edu today.
It's internet and TV like never before. Introducing Extreme. With Extreme, you can stream live TV to mobile devices in your home and use TiVo to take your recorded shows on the go. Plus, use apps like YouTube and Netflix on your TV. Yep, your favorite apps are now available on your big screen. And with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, this system is built for multi-streaming. Experience Extreme. New from MediaCom. Call 844-EXTREME3.
Another insurance puzzle from Trusted Choice.
Does your homeowner's policy cover you for injuries on a jet ski ride? It depends. Jet ski renters and owners aren't covered, but a jet ski borrower probably is covered by a standard homeowner's policy. Make sense? Trusted Choice independent agents can make sense of it for you. They represent many companies, not just one, so you can choose the insurance that fits your life.
To locate the Trusted Choice agency in your area, visit TrustedChoice.com.
I'm not a control freak, but I like things a certain way. My way. That's why I love how Regions Lockit lets me lock my Regions personal credit cards, check cards, and now prepaid cards when and how I want to for online, in-store, or even ATM transactions. And unlocking is just as easy. You don't have to be a control freak to think that's awesome.
Open a Regions checking, credit, or now card account with new Lockit. It's secure, easy to use, and customizable. Regions, official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC. Your mobile carrier's messaging and data fees may apply.
Recently, a local office receptionist asked me if we could talk to her manager about upgrading their waiting room furniture. She said the guest chairs were not only uncomfortable and unattractive, they were sagging so much that they were difficult for their aging clients to get out of. This is Dan with Samco Business Products. Look around your office. If your furnishings are conveying you as worn and saggy, contact our experienced team to refresh your office and your image. After all, who wants a saggy image? Samco Business Products. Work just got better.
SiriusXM brings you SEC College Hoops like no one else. We've got 24-7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM SEC Radio from experts like Peter Burns and Chris Doering, as well as live play-by-play. So catch every Dagger, Diamond, Drive in your car, online, or on the SiriusXM app. Or try us out for free with a streaming trial subscription and take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free streaming trial at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Shelter insurance. You can call a local shelter insurance agent to set up a free personal protection review and ask about how Shelter's auto policy now includes roadside assistance. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Konzo Martin is alongside. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk with Mizzou graduate assistant Nafis Ricks, who played for Konzo Martin at Missouri State. He'll join us coming up in our next segment. At the bottom of the hour. So haven't played in a week. Come back, get back in action on Tuesday, then play Illinois coming up on Saturday, then take another week off, and don't play again until the 29th against Morehead State. From a development standpoint, how important is this time of the year?
That's good. I mean, just, you know, I think the biggest key is, you know, Coach Katie always talked about it, not so much as putting in new plays, but your individual players getting better, you know, with the individual skill to be able to make plays. And I think that's the biggest thing. This segment right here and then the next one. After that, it's nonstop until the season over. So hopefully we can continue to make some progress individually.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about Mark Smith. He's playing about 28 minutes a game, just over 28 minutes a game. Obviously, he's come in and got a reprieve, if you will, from the NCAA to be able to play right away after transferring from Illinois. Just your thoughts on Mark as a player and kind of what he's meant to your team through the first nine games of the year?
Really a great addition. And just the thing, before, obviously, the NCAA cleared him, he wasn't eligible to play, so now you don't have that guy on the floor, but a guy can make shots. A guy can make plays off the dribble, but really improved his shot. And every time he shoots it for the perimeter, I think the ball is going in. I mean, he's done a good job with that, but he puts the time into it. And I think for us, the next phase for Mark, just really attacking downhill off the dribble, left and right hand. Finishing at the rim, because he has a strong physical body. Also, a guy that can facilitate and make plays. Because I think I would classify him as a combo guard, a guy can play both sides of the ball, can make plays. So I think the next part is just the decision-making, attacking downhill under pressure, and going off the dribble with both hands.
Obviously, you guys built a really good relationship during the recruiting process. When he was coming out of high school at Edwardsville, he eventually signed with Illinois, but then, you know, was looking for something different. Speak to the relationship that you've got with him.
Oh, it was good. I mean, just even with his family, because I think it wasn't just Mark and my opinion. I think it was a family decision to do the right thing, and I think that's always helpful when everybody's involved to try to get the best information and make the best informed decision. And then we recruited him. He decided to go to Illinois, and we respected it, and I wish you the best. And that was it. Then obviously when it opened back up, we felt like there was a tremendous opportunity. An opportunity for him to come here and play and have some success.
Yeah. I'm going to shift just a little bit and stay with players this segment. We'll talk to Nafis next segment, and then we'll get back in and kind of talk a little bit overall. I want to talk about the SEC before we close the show tonight, because obviously the league's really good again. We talked about Mark. We talked about Jeremiah a little bit. We talked about Torrance and Jordan. Just kind of give me an idea on Javon right now and just some of the things you're seeing from him in practice from a developmental standpoint.
Well, again, a guy that puts a lot of time into it, really improved his three-point shot. The next thing for him is making plays off the dribble, because I think he has the ability to attack the rim. But now it's being strong with the ball in the lane, finishing at the rim, making sound decisions. But also the next part is him posting up more, because I think he has the ability to post up, whether it's big guys or smaller guys. I think he has the instincts to do the right things around the rim, because naturally he'll attack the offensive glass. He'll go get offensive rebounds. He'll cut to the basket because of those instincts that he has. So it's our job to utilize those instincts to the best of his ability.
Yeah, and a guy that, again, is starting to knock down some shots on the perimeter too, isn't he?
Yes, and I think he and guys probably need to limit some of the tough shots, meaning tough twos, and it's really, you know, finishing at the rim or shot fake pull-ups, the mid-range game. But other than that, he's an aggressive scorer, so we have to continue to put him in position to be successful at scoring.
Will you talk to he and to Mark just about the Illinois game? Because you know they're going to hear a little bit of noise on Saturday night. So how will you approach it with those guys?
You know, just understanding part of it is what it is, to stay focused, stay locked in. Don't get consumed by the peripheral, because you'll lose sight of what's taking place on the floor. Don't get caught up in all of that. And I think both of those guys understand they're sound enough to be locked in on the task at hand. Because I think that's the best way to get through it at night. And once you hit the floor, the game is the game.
Yeah,
but
game.
Before that, just stay consumed with my assignment, carrying out my assignment, what it means to win the game. That's it.
That's Tigers head coach Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and also Shelter Insurance. Coming up next in our players segment, we'll visit with Missouri graduate assistant Nafis Ricks. Coming up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Make the most out of your next trip. Fly direct from Columbia to Denver with Columbia Regional Airport. Whether Colorado is your final destination or a stop on the way, when you want fast, easy, convenient, fly COU. Columbia Regional Airport. Let's go.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Can't we all get along?
Blue Chair Bay Rum presents Kenny Chesney, Songs for the Saints Tour.
No shoes.
May 2nd, Mizzou Arena.
No problem.
With special guests David Lee Murphy and Caroline Jones.
It's summertime.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
We're live at the Technology All-Star Game, where Marco was just named MVP. Marco came into this matchup with an amazing lineup of technology solutions, from business IT and cloud solutions to copiers and printers, phone and video systems, and more. Their number one service and support played strong offense today. Like we've seen all season, this victory was all about game-winning technology and all-star service. See more Marco highlights at marconet.com.
Every day you wake up, the goal is to get home safely. I think everybody thinks that. Buckle up, phone down. To me, it means simply, when you get in the car, buckle up before you do anything.
The next part, put your cell phone down. So I think it's very important that we value lives and the importance of getting home safely. If you value lives, then you understand the importance of taking a pledge. One, to put my seatbelt on. Then the other part, to put my cell phone down. Go to mo.org/buckleup, phone down, and take the pledge now. I've taken a pledge to save lives. Now it's your turn.
For Tiger fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Missouri Athletics.
Make the most out of your next trip. Fly direct from Columbia to Denver with Columbia Regional Airport. Whether Colorado is your final destination or a stop on the way, when you want fast, easy, convenient, fly COU. Columbia Regional Airport. Let's go.
Tiger Talk continues from Buffalo Wild Wings. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance, the show presented each and every week by Academy Sports and Outdoors, right stuff, low price, every single day. Nafis Ricks is with us now. He's Missouri's graduate assistant and native of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Played at Missouri State. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to have you on the air and really get a chance to spend some time with you. I haven't had a chance to do that to date because of schedules and things like that. But you played for Coach Martin at Missouri State. Take me back to those days and just, you know, what were your impressions of your coach during your playing time with the Bears?
Well, for me, it was a struggle when I first got there. I had to go through my bumps and bruises because coming from junior college, going to the Division I level, it's like a step up as far as the workouts. He pushed me, but it was in a way where it was like, I want you to be better on and off the court. So I think what gravitated me to coach was the relationship that his office was always open and the gym is always open. So it was always, he always put it on, as a player, he always put it on us to succeed on and off the court.
Yeah, and you've seen it. You've played with guys that have had those struggles too, where, you know, I know Coach Stewart here used to always talk about it, is it a roadblock or is it a speed bump? One of the two. So when you see guys going through it and kind of struggling and trying to adjust to this level, what's some of the insight that you can give them having been in that position before?
You got to see what's important. I mean, you got to put the game and school first, especially school. It's the way you live off the court is going to transition onto the basketball court. So it's a preparation. I had to change a lot of things when I got there. I didn't notice until like the 20th game. I had caught his message exactly what he needed for me to do day in and day out on and off the court. So basically getting sleep, not being on your phone, getting to the gym early, putting the time in to be successful for your teammates.
You grew up in Philadelphia and found your way from Philly to Johnson County in the Kansas City area as a junior college player, became eventually a junior college All-American. Walk me through that transition, though. How'd you end up from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, into basically the Kansas City area?
Well, I went to prep school for half a year in Maine, and it wasn't a good situation for me, so I left around January. So I was home, and everybody was asking me, why are you home? You should be playing basketball and everything like that. So Johnson County came about because one of my friends, he was a teammate of mine, he went to Johnson County Community College, and he went to Indiana State, and he's older than me. So I always said if I could play with him, I know I could play at that level. So I kind of matched myself up with that and took the opportunity. I didn't even take a visit. I just signed with the school just because I seen where he went from there.
Kansas City is not Philadelphia.
No, not at all. But, I mean, they love basketball. The Midwest, that's why I gravitated to this area. They love basketball. They're very supportive of the guys. And at the time when I was in Johnson County, I wanted to go to Mizzou. First of all, I wanted to go to Mizzou to play against Kansas because I know how big the rivalry was and everything. So that's
I'm told we used to play. I think it used to happen. That game, Mizzou, Kansas, I'm told it happened back in the day. Nafis Ricks is one of Missouri's graduate assistants working with Coach Martin. So let's talk about your role now. What are some of the things that you're doing with this program?
A lot of skill development. A lot of it just using my experience that I had playing for Coach and understanding terminology and understanding what you had to do to be successful on and off the court. I think I'm an extension of the coaches because I'm like in between. Like I'm learning how to become a coach, the nuances of breaking down film, understanding what goes into it, as well as understanding the guys so I can echo that message to the coaches as well.
In terms of, you know, the day-to-day, can you be on the court? And if so, what can you do with guys on the court?
Just tell them a little, give them a little pointers here and there, like on defensively, because that was my niche when I was playing for coach. Just always being in tune with the game and understanding exactly what's your role. So that I think that's what my day to day is making sure I'm uplifting the guys, giving positive energy and reassurance every day.
I want to go back to your playing career just a bit. We talked about this briefly before we started this conversation. After going to Johnson County, you ended up at Missouri State. Walk me through that transition. How did you find your way to Springfield?
It was really, to be honest, I didn't pick Missouri State for Missouri State. I really picked it for Coach Martin because of the relationship that we built on and off the court. Like, when I took the visit, I took four visits, and when I took the visit to Missouri State, I already knew where I was coming. I just took the visits just to see what it was like, just to take the visits. But I think the relationship of him contacting, really understanding who I was, and we had similar backgrounds, inner city kids, and I looked at it as an example for me. I knew he was going to push me on and off the court, and I didn't look at it recruiting as you just coached me during basketball. I need somebody to coach me my life, because if I'm going to be 100,000 miles away, I got to be able to trust you as well as as far as my family, too.
Yeah, talk about playing in the Valley. I mean, it's a league that doesn't get nearly the publicity that it deserves nationally. Obviously, it gained a lot of acclaim a year ago when Loyola did what they did in making their run to the Final Four, but it's a great basketball conference.
I think it's very competitive. I mean, it's going to be a dogfight in all those environments, wherever you are, Indiana State, Wichita State at the time. Creighton, I think you have a bunch of battles each and every night. And right now, as you can see, like with the Loyola situation, anybody can compete with anybody. When you get on the basketball court, it's just basketball at the end of the day.
As a team, obviously, when you were at Missouri State, you guys thought you could play with anybody, right? Mm-hmm. So you know, we hear it from the fan bases a lot about Missouri playing Missouri State. As players, did you ever think about that matchup?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. We wanted to play with all the big schools. We felt like we can compete with anybody. I mean, just the roster that we had older guys that understood our role, and we was there together. For me, it was 2 years. So we all came from a different background, but we all knew what the mission was.
What'd you graduate in? What was your major?
Sociology.
Sociology, and then now you're into a grad program here. What are you going to get your master's in?
Positive coaching, but I'm looking to become if I don't get a job right away, as far as coaching, become a therapist.
Yeah. Where did that interest come from? When did you find that as something that was attractive?
I think it intertwines with coaching as well, just like coaching in life, because I know a lot of guys at home look up to me as far as going to different places to play, because I played overseas for a couple of years, and they always ask me about my experiences, good and bad. So I think helping them off the court, it translates on the basketball court.
Where'd you play overseas?
Finland, Brazil, Amsterdam, and Belgium.
So break down those individual experiences. What were they like?
It was different. It gave me a broader perspective about life. I agree with certain stuff that happens in America, but then I see other things that I think wish we can incorporate in America from going through those experiences, going through 5 or 10 agents. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that stress of not having a job when you come home from overseas, you got a lot of money in your pocket, but you don't own anything from them experiences. So it helps me out a lot to give to the younger guys.
Yeah, but plus the other thing, too, that you can give to the younger guys is that if you believe and if you put the work in, you can actually make a living playing this game, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I mean, that's pretty cool, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, and the experiences that you had as a young guy, I mean, think about that, where basketball took you from where you came from initially, from Philadelphia, the streets of Philadelphia, to Finland, Brazil, and things like that. I mean, that's kind of an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. Finland, tell me about the country.
Very, very cold. Negative 30. They gave me a bike to ride to practice while it was snowing and everything. It was great. Actually, one of my teammates at the time was Laurie Markkanen. Mm-hmm. I played with the Chicago Bulls, so I got to see him every day as a young guy. And now we still have a relationship to this day, so just to see his progress in the NBA.
How old was he back then?
14.
14, yeah. playing professionally.
Professionally.
Yeah, crazy. And so you go from minus 30 to what, 115 in Brazil?
Yeah, yeah. It was very different. people love. They love the basketball. It was different. Real physical down there, but great experience.
I want to break down some of our guys individually from your point of view. You've got a chance to see them not only through offseason work, but now through the first nine games. I say Jordan Geist is a guard, and you say?
Absolutely. He's a great guard. He's a learner. I mean, it's a process. I think he hits big shots. He's learning what we expect from on defense. I'm a defensive-minded guy. I know what coach expects before it even happens, so I kind of see it and just trying to help guide him through them matchup and assignments daily.
How about a guy like Mark Smith?
Shoot the lights out the ball.
Javon Pickett?
Hard-nosed guy.
Do you see a little bit of yourself from a defensive standpoint in him?
Absolutely, and he's a guy that's not going to stop. I mean, he's always willing to learn. He's in the gym 6 o'clock in the morning. It's not one of those guys you got to tell him to be at the gym early.
How about Xavier Pinson?
He's working. He's working. He's going to get there because he wants it. He's a basketball player. You can see it every day.
What was the biggest challenge for you coming from junior college to playing the Division I game?
How hard you had to work.
Yeah, and do you see that that's part of the struggle some of the young guys go coming to this level?
I know if I struggle as a junior, I know they're struggling as freshmen because it's a different. You really have to change your mindset about you got to play your role. And I think guys don't understand. Everybody been a guy when you're in high school or you're in junior college. That's why you're being recruited. You're a piece to the puzzle. So I think the how hard you have to work is what separates everybody.
Nafis, before we let you go, you talked about when you were at Johnson County wanting to play at Missouri. That didn't happen. You went to Missouri State. But now you're at Missouri. Just a thought on what Coach Martin's building here and what the future holds.
I came back full circle. I appreciate every day because, like I said, even after I was done college, me and Coach Martin I always kept in contact with him. Even AAU tournaments, we'll see each other, go out to eat and stuff like that. It just shows all the hard work that you put in and being a good person. I think what I learned the most from him, like being a good person and being genuine about your approach and not ever want anything but just be around. And that's what I think I like the most about being around this program. I feel like I'm still playing. I'm still in the game.
Were you celebrating in January when the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. I was down there.
And were you celebrating last night when they picked up a big win?
Absolutely. Hopefully we make the playoffs.
Yeah. Great to see you. Thank you for your time tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Nafis Ricks with us, one of Missouri's graduate assistants. I'm Mike Kelly. More Tiger Talk is up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
It's the end of the year, and that means resolutions. But forget the gym membership and the juice cleanse. This year, save yourself some money. Get a Ford during the holiday sales event. You'll get a great deal and you'll look better before you ever get to the gym. That's motivation. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud. The time to get our best offers of the season.
Missouri fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Tigers and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Tigers and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code Tigers.
We are Missouri Employers Mutual, the state's number one provider of workers' compensation insurance. But we're more than an insurance policy. We are safety fanatics. Our innovative safety and claim services help thousands of employers keep their employees safe and business successful. And we do all of that with integrity and respect. In your complex business world, we make safety simple and it pays dividends. Visit safetyfanatics.com to learn how we are different. MEM, putting safety to work for you.
In Missouri, we're lucky. Think about it. All the profits from all Missouri Lottery tickets turn into programs for schools and students. From early childhood education to A-plus scholarships for college. And from scratchers to Powerball, every ticket you play builds on that. That's something we can all be proud of. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
When the Tigers win, you win at Papa John's. The day after every Missouri Tigers men's or women's basketball victory, you get 50% off regular menu price online orders using the promo code TIGERSWIN online at PapaJohns.com. That's right, 50% off your entire online orders the day after a Tigers win. Enter promo code TIGERSWIN at PapaJohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Proud partner of your Missouri Tigers.
At MU Health, there is no typical kind of cancer, so we help patients fight it using something completely personal to them, their very own immune system. It's called immunotherapy, and at MU Health, it's just one of the ways YES is using unconventional thinking to deliver unexpected outcomes. YES makes it possible.com.
Central Bank is your hometown bank. It's the only place for Tiger Checking. And open it today at www.tigerchecking.com. Konzo Martin is alongside his team taking on Xavier tomorrow night. Again, tickets available for the 6 p.m. tip-off at Mizzou Arena in Columbia. Go to 1-800-CAT-PAWS or stop by the Mizzou ticket office tomorrow night before the game to pick up yours. And then it's off to St. Louis for the Bragg and Rights game against the University of Illinois. Your club... First of all, before we talk about your team and some of the things they're doing off the court, just a thought on Nafis and what is it about him as a player and as a person that you wanted to bring back into the fold here as part of your program here at Missouri?
Well, I think one of the biggest things when you bring, you know, former players back, I mean, guys that understand what you're trying to do as a program, guys that went through your program, but also can relay information to the new guys or the guys on your current roster. You know, just kind of this is what it looks like. This is what we're trying to do. But just to give them an opportunity for a young man to come from Philadelphia to get a master's degree, that's impressive. Mm-hmm. You know, but Feast was successful before he came to get his master's degree because he was always working, building his brand, helping young men, and just really stuff off the court. You know, so I think he's been very successful with that. Now he's just taking it to that next level and just, you know, getting to sharpen his tools. So when he's done here, whatever he wants to get into coaching, hopefully he doesn't. But, you know, just really because I think there's so many other things that he can be involved with because of his ability to get into different circles. You know, sometimes guys can be shy, you know, quiet, but Feast is the kind of guy he can get in there, make it happen, and build relationships, and then people open up to him because of who he is. And it's not so much as all the accolades when I did this as a player, but let me help you with life. Here's your struggle. Let me help you with this situation. So I think he brings a lot of that to the table.
How important are those relationships that individual coaches can develop with players throughout the course of the year and during their time within the program in terms of helping you as the head coach?
Well, I think they're very important. I just know my days as an assistant coach. I just wanted to, I never talked about what I did as a player. I realized players don't want to hear about what you did. Well, can you help me become that, whatever that is? So I just try to incorporate the best way I could and the best way I knew how, and just to make them feel good. If Coach Katie was tough, then I needed to be soft and until it was time to be tough, but always had to speak the same message. And I think the same thing with Nafis and then Jerron Maiman. Those guys played for me, so they have the compassion and have passion for you, but also understand, okay, this is what we need to get done now. So, but they're young enough to relate to both sides. They can give me information, whatever I need to get, but they also have the mental capacity to understand, coach doesn't need to notice I got this under control.
He's also, though, an example of what basketball can do for a young man. I mean, from the streets of Philadelphia to Kansas to Springfield, Missouri, to Finland, Brazil, and other stops along the way that basketball took him.
But I think more than anything, he took advantage of the opportunities. I think it's safe to say Nafis wasn't a guy that took for granted that he had a scholarship and he was a good basketball player. He took advantage of the opportunities with humility and understanding that if I continue to work hard, and it wasn't a case of, coach, if I do this, will you help me do this? That wasn't the case at all. He worked really hard. He got his degree. He wanted to be successful. So these are the avenues that you take to be successful. So it wasn't a case when he was done playing, coach, can I borrow $50? Or coach, can you help me do this? Coach, he went out and made it work for himself. And we always maintain a relationship just like I do with all of them. A lot of my players, it's about a genuine relationship because, again, and then they also realize that I'm not as bad as I was when I was coaching. You know, you know, it's always different when you're coaching because, again,
these are the things that I have to help you get to. And it's not about at the particular time you liking me. It's me helping you get where you're trying to go in life. And when they understand that, it's a beautiful relationship when they remove themselves. And oftentimes when guys become juniors and seniors, they understand it too. Okay, I got you now, coach. But when you're going through it, there's so many things that has to be taught even before we get to the floor and try to win a game.
What'd your team do today after practice?
We went to the hospital, and just passed out gifts. And it's just, that's also a thing that, you know, I talked to one of our players about. I don't want to reveal his name, but I thought he was sounding what he was saying. He said, "Coach, you know, I really enjoy doing those type of things." But he said, I'm not sure if I like when cameras and pictures are there. I was the same way when I was in college, the same thing. And Roberto and I enjoyed all that, but I didn't like the cameras and all that.
Right.
But what I said to him, I said, you know, sometimes the camera have to be there. And I said, this is me. I said, because I agree with everything you're saying, 100%. But I said, part of the camera being there now is so your fans and people can see the other side of you, not just a basketball player. And so I want them to see that part. But I respect everything you're saying. I agree. And then when I said it to them, like they said, "Coach, I got you, coach. I understand."
Yeah, and the other thing, too, that you've done this week, too, is and not just this week, but you go to a grade school, guys go to grade schools, and they read to kids. Why is that important?
Well, I think all of it is important. If I could, we'd be doing it every week. You know, but because of their schedule, you have to respect their schedule. Because I think I only remember when I was that age, when people came in, whether it's a police officer, a fireman, when they came in and spoke to us at that young age, I remember faces. Probably don't remember word for word what they said, but it had a major impact on my life. That means to be positive, because, you know, when I was growing up, it wasn't my biggest goal was to be to play for East St. Louis Lincoln High School basketball team, or, you know, police officer, fireman, one of those things. That's what it was, because that's what you saw. And that was the biggest thing for me. So I think when you're able to speak to young men and women, because they look at you in a different light, and they say, "Man, I want to be that." And so whatever you are at that time, that to them, that means success.
You guys are very involved, too, with the Boys and Girls Club, right? And again, that's a relationship that you can help nurture kids and give kids hope and dreams and things like that, correct?
Yes, it is. And Roberta, she spends a lot of time with Boys and Girls Club. So we're a team. So I say both of us, because we're a team. But she puts more time into it than I do, just because of my schedule. But the same thing. I just think you continue to impact lives. And even though you probably don't see the kids every day, but on the backside, how can you help the Boys and Girls Club continue to grow, continue to gain revenue, so you can help those young men and women?
It's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. Our final segment of Tiger Talk is up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
It's the end of the year, and that means resolutions. But forget the gym membership and the juice cleanse. This year, save yourself some money. Get a Ford during the holiday sales event. You'll get a great deal and you'll look better before you ever get to the gym. That's motivation. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud. The time to get our best offers of the season.
The Club at Old Hawthorne, a golf course of incomparable quality and uncompromised standards. It's everything you look for in a golf course and country club, which is why it's also the home to your Mizzou men's and women's golf teams. Make Old Hawthorne your home course. New sports and golf members pay only social dues rates until April 2019. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit oldhawthorne.com or call 573-442-5280.
Tiger Talk, final segment with Coach Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Missouri will host Xavier coming up tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. at Mizzou Arena. Xavier comes to town with a record of 7-4 coming off of a win against Eastern Kentucky this weekend. They went on a 31-10 run in the second half to close out and shot 71% from the field in the second half to win the game. Really good team out of the Big East, aren't they?
Yes, and I think what makes them good is their ability to attack the rim. When you're talking Marshall, Scruggs, and Gooden, I think they do a great job of getting to the basket, making plays, and you're talking about the physical bodies in which they attack, so they'll hit you and they'll keep going because they have good size to them.
Yeah, they also used a 2-3 zone in the game against Eastern Kentucky, and it was very effective.
They did. They spent a lot of time on it. They played some against Cincinnati, and they played quite a bit against Eastern Kentucky, so I imagine we'll see some of it tomorrow.
Yeah, how do you attack that 2-3 zone?
Well, we have some ideas and just watching film on them. But I think more than anything, just being aggressive. You have to be assertive. And what we spend a lot of time on is just really pass faking against the zone, pass fake misdirection dribbles, you know, where you flash, your opportunities to flash, because obviously we watch film on those guys as a team where we feel like there's opportunities to attack their zone. Their zone is similar in a lot of ways to Syracuse in which the way they extend it. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about ways to attack it.
Yeah, and what about, aside from 2-3, strictly man after that, or do they show anything else? Full court pressure? What
they,
else?
They haven't shown any pressing, but who knows with time off to be able to try something differently. But we spent a lot of time going against press just ourselves and just really working on just in case you see it. Because this time of year, you oftentimes see different things. So just to prepare for it, we spend time on it.
Yeah, this is a cool series, too, to play. I think, from my opinion, get a chance to see them here in Columbia tomorrow night, but then going to Cincinnati coming up next year.
Yes, I think it'll be good. Again, you're talking about one of the better programs in all of college basketball, probably for the past, 15 years.
Yeah. And then, of course, the Illinois game coming up on Saturday. That game, 8 o'clock at Enterprise Center in downtown St. Louis. Last year was your first opportunity to be a part of that. How did you find the event and the atmosphere?
Outside of the outcome, I thought it was a great atmosphere. I really did. I thought it was. I thought the energy was great. And it'll only get better.
Yeah. Is it similar to things that you'd been involved in the past? Is it different? And just give me your point of view.
Well, I think when you're talking, probably the biggest one I've been a part of was Indiana-Purdue. So because I played at Purdue, I experienced that. So tremendous atmospheres, but in your home gyms. So this is a little different. So, I mean, I'm not sure I'll say better. I mean, I think it's a great atmosphere. Yeah. But I mean, you're talking 20,000+. I think it was very exciting. I only know it'll only get better.
Yeah, I'm told there's still tickets available for that game as well. And again, go to mutigers.com or check out the Enterprise Center box office if you want to try and get tickets for the game on Saturday evening. Couple minutes left. When you think about Brad Underwood's team, what are some of the things that they do from a style standpoint? What are the things that he likes to do?
They have a unique style from the standpoint of when they pressure and overplay. And that's, if you haven't seen that, or you hadn't experienced as a team, it's hard to prepare for it. It's as if a team pressures you for the first time and you've never seen a press, and they keep a press, but only more than a half court. Now, they'll extend their press a little bit, not full court, but it's the style of where they deny a lot, so you have to be able to make backdoor pass over the top, make it plays off the dribble. It's a style in which you're not used to running your plays, your set plays. So you have to be able to make one-on-one plays or individual skill plays. Or you have to be really good with the basketball, making decisions, because now you'll turn the ball over.
A year ago, it seemed to me like you got off to a slow start, but then you kind of got some momentum, right?
Yes. Well, I think what happened was, again, if you hadn't seen it before, because you know, it's one thing to try to duplicate something in practice if that's not what you normally do. But I think once we settled in the second half, you read it, you start to see it and feel it. We just ran out of time.
As you look at his roster individually, some of the guys that have stood out for him, who captures your attention?
I think AO's a guy that, you know, a high school kid from out of Chicago, very talented player, can score the ball. Did a lot of great things on the high school level. And I think Trent Frazier is one of the guys, wasn't highly touted coming out of high school, but he's one of the better guards in all of college basketball, in my opinion, because he's fast, he can shoot the ball, he can make plays. And I think they're talented. I mean, their guards are as good as any.
Yeah, Nichols is starting to play well for them too, right?
Yes, and they need him to play well because he's a presence, 6'7", can play inside, outside. A guy can, I think he's that X factor, similar to LeRon Black.
Of course, you're going to St. Louis coming up on Friday night, have a shoot around, and then play the game on Saturday, right?
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too. It's always a great time. Hey, thanks for your time tonight. Always appreciate it, and good luck tomorrow night. We'll see you tomorrow for the game against Xavier.
Thank you, Mike.
That is Tigers head coach Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. A reminder, the Tigers taking on Xavier tomorrow evening at Mizzou Arena in Columbia. Tickets available for the game, 1-800-CAT-PAWS. Go online to mutigers.com, or better yet, show up at the box office tomorrow night as the Tigers take on Xavier at 6 p.m. at Mizzou Arena in Columbia. Our thanks to Matt Weingartner, also to Barry Odom, Missouri's football coach, Nafis Ricks as well. For Konzo Martin, Matt Weingartner, I'm Mike Kelly. Thanks for listening to Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Tiger Talk has been brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.